It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pundits have written us off just like they've done four or five times in the past. And my opponent is measuring the drapes in the White House. You know, they may not know it, but the Mac is back.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is that when they tased John McCain?
We're going to play the We Could Be Repeating Questions versions of Power of 10.
Memory game.
800-636-1067. Want to remind everybody that coming up after we are off the air here in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
It is a new show. Not a new show. It's actually a special.
That's
that
right.
We're going to be
having a special.
We'd like to do it again in 4 years.
Division 08, 7 p.m. tonight with Buzz and Rob. Also, Lyle Pinder and Tony Perkins from Fox 5 News.
Yeah.
They'll be giving you their take on the wacky election results, but they'll give you all the information you need as well.
Right,
so
here.
If you don't want to listen to the boring radio stations, you know, all you have to do is just tune into that. Should be a lot of fun. Division 08 with Rob and Buzz and Lyle Pinder and Tony Perkins. That comes up tonight right after I get off the air here.
Do what I do, which is turn the TV on and turn the sound down and listen to us, and we'll watch the returns together.
Special feature, Andy Rooney commentary. Should be a lot of fun. I am looking forward to that. Let's get right to the Power of 10.
Take off your shirts.
Because we don't have much time.
Time
flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do, Jackie.
Yeah, you gotta go out and vote.
Did you hear that rave out, Jackie?
Yeah, what's the matter? Mike must be on his period.
What about Beth Ann?
Well, always.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Have you met her?
I think she's right.
You do?
I think he's a big braggart. Pain in the ass. I swear to God.
Have you? I must ask.
Yeah.
Have you voted?
Yeah, I voted. Like I always do.
Really? How do you
Barr.
Vote? You voted for Barr.
Congressman Bob Barr.
Sure.
Is he a great politician?
He's a wonderful politician.
Who does your husband support in the election?
Hey, Barr, too, for crying out loud. My husband, the doctor.
Well, he's a medical doctor?
A medical doctor. He's a plastic surgeon. Are you kidding me?
Is
for
that
crying out loud?
Is that why you look so great?
That's right. He actually put this lower lip under my right eye.
Did Sly vote?
Sly can't vote.
Why not?
I don't know. I have no joke for it.
Okay, but Frank voted.
It's time to play the game now.
Okay,
here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, time for the Power of
Jackie Band. Stallone.
Yeah. Let's say hi to Brendan. Brendan in Rockville. How are you, Brendan?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, it's cool, Brendan. It's
casual guy.
Brendan, cool for school. Now we're just having fun. We're getting a little goofy here.
Yeah, it's almost
some guys
time.
Have to be on for another 3 hours.
That'll be enough of that.
Pacing. All right, Brendan, you ready to play Power of 10? Are you going to respect the Power of 10?
Yes.
That sounded like a question mark.
You seem reluctant.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, what kind of phone are you on? Are you on Bluetooth?
No, iPhone, actually.
iPhone?
Mm.
All right, yeah. Is your shirt off?
Of course, yeah, I'm driving home shirtless, of course.
Okay, shirtless, all right, I like that. That was more definitive right there. All right, good luck, let's play the Power of 10. You ready?
Thanks, sir, yes.
Here's your one penny question.
I hope you
is
do
one
great.
Penny or $1?
$1.
$1.
Hope you do great.
Here's your $1 question. Al Capone's brother, Vince, ran away from home, joined the circus, and became a police officer in Nebraska. True or false?
I'll go with false.
I'll go with true.
One
of his main responsibilities was cracking down on bootlegging, which was the same crime that made his brother rich and powerful in Chicago. Thanks for calling in, Brendan. Let's go to Tommy. Tommy, where are you calling from?
It's not an easy
game. I'm calling from Deviltown.
I was living in a devil town.
And I'll tell you why I'm rooting for Tommy, because now it has finally gotten that widespread that people say Deviltown.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of fun. Tommy, good luck. Are you not wearing a shirt?
I have my shirt off. I'm ready to respect the Power 10.
Here we go, and this is for $1, your very first question.
Good luck.
Alfred Hitchcock did a remake of one of his own movies. True or false?
True
is right. He made The Man Who Knew Too Much with Peter Lorre as the villain in 1934. Then he remade it in 1956 with Jimmy Stewart as the hero.
I think the original was actually better.
That's $1 for you. You ready to play for two?
I'm ready for two.
All right. G.I. Joe was originally going to be called G.I. Joel.
How about false?
False is
hey, good work,
correct.
Tommy.
That is crap. You get $2. Now would you like to play for four?
I would like to continue for four.
Sure you would.
There are more roads in the United States named Second Street than First Street. True or false?
False.
I'm sorry. That's true.
He should have taken the $2 and left, Mike.
Second Street. Darn. Second Street is the most common street name overall, followed by Third Street, then First Street. Main Street only ranks 7th.
We live on Main Street here.
We do. Thanks so much for calling in, Tommy. We appreciate it. Let's go to Kevin in Kansas. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I am awesome. I'm shirtless. I'm ready to play.
Oh, all good. Right. And you will respect the power of 10?
I'm always respecting it.
Even though the executive producer of this program did not respect the power of 10.
But her shirt's off.
You will. You play that all the time. You're crying out loud.
All right, Kevin, here's your $1 question.
You play it a lot, Jackie.
You play it a lot, Damone.
$1.
Workers in vaults who handle lots of gold bars wear special metal shoes to protect their feet in case they drop one of the bars.
I'm laughing.
I'm going to say that is true.
That is true. And congratulations. You have answered correctly a question that has been used before.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
That's how we play memory games.
Did you recognize it, Buzz?
I did right away.
Right away.
I did too because I found it intriguing.
All right. You got $1. Want to play for two?
Bring it on.
You are listening to the Power of 10.
Respect it.
A 12-ounce Budweiser has fewer calories than 12 ounces of apple juice. True or false?
True.
True is correct.
Yay.
That's a fact. Roughly 140 for Bud versus about 200 for the apple juice.
You can quit now and keep the $2 or lose everything. What do you want to do, Kevin?
Well, I'm trying to play some get money by Gears of War 2, so I'm going to continue playing.
Okay. Gears of War 2.
You know, I bet Kevin also wears special shoes, and he doesn't work with gold bricks.
Let's go to our third question.
I might have repeated that joke as well.
For $4. The first commercially marketed snowboard was called a Snurfer.
Okay, also true again.
True is correct, and that is another reused question.
Look at him go.
Nice job, guys in the back. Very nice.
This is a very green game. Do you notice how we're recycling the questions?
Here we go. This is for $8. You want to play for $8?
Bring it on.
Of course.
The San Diego Chargers of the NFL got their name because the team's first owner also ran a credit card company.
Could you say the question again?
Yes, I can. The San Diego Chargers of the NFL got their name because of the team's first owner, who also ran a credit card company. True or false?
True.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That is false. Now, team owner Baron Hilton was the president of a credit card company.
Stop that defense!
Mike.
Hold on. Was the president of a credit card company called Carte Blanche, but the Chargers name came from the military command / fan cheer charge. Whatever that means.
Well, yeah, charge.
That's what it was. Now, what can I do for you, Kevin?
Hey, I just got to say you guys have an awesome show. I try to listen to it every day, and whenever days when I can't listen to it, I feel bad as I've just ditched a friend or something.
Well, let me tell you what, because we are up on a break right here. We have to take a break right now. Uh-huh. That is it for the Power of 10, and because you had a nice thing to say, and you are the last caller, you are going to receive a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. Okay, Kevin?
Awesome. Cool.
Thank you very much. I'll put you on hold. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks,
sorry we didn't have more time to play, but this will get the staff.
I believe in that game. Am I right? Maybe three reused questions?
I think maybe the Chargers question was reused as well.
I think it really kind of levels the playing field for Power 5 and 10. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I still don't like it. I like the fresh questions.
I think we learned a lot today.
I mean, look at this. Look at how many pages. So you're saying there's a lot of repeating in here.
Well, no, I don't think there's any repeating within the packet.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, she would indicate that there was.
Well, she indicates a lot of things.
How can you
be sure?
The guy texted says he thinks the last three were repeats. I think he might be absolutely right about that. Mm-hmm. We'll come back, open the audio vault, and get a last look at Buzz and the news. He'll be doing it naked. That's what that sounded
like. All right.
We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.